He let down the tailgate, and we dogs went flying into the back, ran straight to the front, and went into our bunker positions. I didn't figure the coyotes would jump into the back of a pickup, but a dog should never take chances. When in doubt, head for the bunkers. But you'll be proud to know that once we got moving, I climbed out of my bunker and delivered one last barrage of barking to the coyotes. Hey, Scrunch! I kissed your sister! What do you say about that, huh? And next time, I'll kiss her twice. And if you don't like it, you can go sit on a tack. Ha! It was a huge moral victory for the security division, which only goes to prove, well, if you're going to mouth off to a cannibal, do it from a moving pickup. When we got back to headquarters, Slim kicked us out. I've got three more pastures to feed, and y'all can't go. Too many clowns can spoil a circus. When I get my old pickup back, we'll be hiring dogs again. Gee, what got him into such a snit? Oh, well. For two long days, Slim fed cattle by himself. Then, on Wednesday morning, he left the ranch at 6:30, drove the booby-trapped pickup into town, and returned around 9, driving the old junk heap we had all come to love and respect. It smelled bad, it smoked and wheezed, it rattled and clanged, but it was our old pickup, and it didn't have guillotine windows. And that's about it. Drover and I got our jobs back, and Slim got his dogs back. I had survived the booby-trapped pickup, won the heart of Missy Coyote, and cleaned house on the entire coyote army. Oh, happy day. Life was good again. Fellers, it doesn't get any better than that. This case is closed.